John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here's the way I see it, Ted. Guy puts a fancy guarantee in a box because he wants you to feel all warm and toasty inside.
Yeah, makes a man feel good.
Of course it does. Why shouldn't it? You figure you put that little box under your pillow at night, the guarantee fairy might come by and leave a quarter. Am I right, Ted?
What's your point?
The point is, how do you know the fairy isn't a crazy glue sniffer? Building model airplanes, says the little fairy. Well, we're not buying it. He sneaks into your house once, that's all it takes. Next thing you know, there's money missing off the dresser and your daughter's knocked up. I've seen it 100 times.
But why do they put a guarantee on the box, then?
Because they know all they sold you was a guaranteed piece of shit. That's all it is, isn't it? Hey, if you want me to take a dump in a box and mark it guaranteed, I will. I got spare time. But for now, for your customer's sake, for your daughter's sake, you might want to think about buying a quality product from me.
Okay, I'll buy from you.
Oh, well, that's... What?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
If I don't like you, probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
Really try.
Are you out of your mind?
It's the 9-11 of fun. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, what have we here?
Oh. Something stinks like stale French fries.
Peter North.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh. I think he like 10 to 12 times at one point.
So good.
So good. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, John and Mike. Hey, you were mentioning the Jim Kick, Larry Zonka, Sports Illustrated.
Hold on there. Sure, buddy, you're talking like with that voice like you're one of those DJs trying too hard there.
Yeah, it sounded like you said John and Mike.
No,
hey, John and Mike, how you doing, Super? I know I said I had some cherries, and I'm going to have some applesauce, I'm going to have some berries.
Sound like I'm chewing all the time.
I'm going to enunciate every single word just like this. Hey, John and Mike, hey, what's happening?
Speaking in a Miami Dolphins.
The Dolphins were amazing.
Anyway, I wanted to offer you something. I have the Billy. I've got a couple extra of those Billy Ripken tops, early 90s baseball cards.
Bye!
For you see, it used to be the DJs would talk like this.
Yes, yeah, sure. Everybody would just have just this little sound in their voice where they'd make their eshes sound like this.
Just the eshes. That's super.
What a super Saturday it is.
But now, if you listen to, I don't care what the format is, talk radio, top 40 radio, album radio, the DJs, they all like sounding like, we got so much going on. I have to eat while
I'm really excited about this. I got a lot to say right now. I got to say, it's going to happen.
Outrageous. I'm eating strawberries.
Why can't we just talk?
Speak normally.
Speak without any affectation.
Me no know. Hello.
Not of mine.
Yes, those are our names. Don't wear them out.
How you guys doing?
OTOTWB.
Oh, thank you very much.
On top of the world, bitch.
Hey, I have a bet with a friend of mine, and 2,000 yards. You know who ran 2,000 yards in 14 seasons versus 16 seasons?
My God, this reminds me how I am so glad we did not make the move to sports talk radio.
Phenomenal.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Don, how's it going? Rack 'em.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
An ode to Mike O'Mara.
All right, now this is the guy.
It's our lyric guy.
This is the guy. Hi, friend. Welcome.
I will take my ode from you.
Have some more chicken. Have some more ham. It doesn't matter if it's... Oh, just eat it. Eat it.
Are you quoting the great Weird Al Yankovic?
Yes.
Oh.
Have some more chicken.
Just eat it.
Have some more ham.
You are a good boy. You are a nice boy. You are a fancy boy. The Chancy Mikey boy.
Now you're killing us with that.
The Chance Armstrong King.
He is nice boy.
He is a lucky boy.
He is the Chancy man. The little Chancy man. How we love the Chancy man. The Chancy man.
I wrote that myself there.
It's a chance, man. You call us because what we like, we're cool disc jockeys.
I'll show you right now.
We're on the radio. Right? Take the calls. Call us right now. 97 Rock.
I want to show something with you right now. It's really exciting me. It's really exciting me.
When did that start happening? Hello, Don and Mike Show. God
Elton
damn.
John, he plays songs from the heart, and no one knows Elton John like Big 100.
Oh, a nice little promotion for another radio station.
Nicely said.
That's okay. Those are some of the most ridiculous goddamn ads. If you've ever heard that station, Oldies 100, they run ads that would lead you to believe, like everything in radio, that they've got this incredible library of music, right. And they run ads that have, like, old pictures of rock stars behind the scenes, and it says, you know, WBIG. Nobody knows the Rolling Stones like WBIG. And you bother to listen to the station for 24 hours a day, and you find out that they play I Can't Get No Satisfaction and Start Me Up. And that's it.
That's two.
They don't go deep into the Elton John collection?
No deep cuts, man.
No deep cuts, man.
Although, did anybody, speaking of other radio stations, as we are often wont to do, anybody catch that those promos on Channel 4 for Surf?
Yeah. No. Is Surf getting some TV time?
Yeah. Well, welcome to this edition of I Believe the World Revolves Around Us.
Wow. Surf is being promoted?
I think it is a crazy happenstance. Now, NBC Universal has this Jive, We're Going Green thing.
Yeah, they're doing it on the Today Show a little bit with the Green Room.
We've talked about that. It's for the NBC network.
Right.
The station here in D.C., Channel 4, is owned by NBC. Mm-hmm. So they're doing the whole going green thing. Well, about two weeks ago, we read that article on the air about how WARW is a radio station
powered by wind.
Powered by windmills.
It's the Globe now.
And that the entire radio station, the format, was thought up by Surf.
Yes, right. We learned that.
I got to think that no one would have known that at Channel 4 if we hadn't said it on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there I go again, putting us in the middle of everything.
Sure.
But I saw the
feels
promo.
Good. Why not?
I saw the promo and it said, you know, this man cares about the environment.
I couldn't hit the TiVo button fast enough. We'll have the tape tomorrow to see what Ms. Rieger has to say.
It's going to be Wendy talking to Surf.
Good looking close-ups of Surf in the studio.
Ah, very good. Hi, this is Surf.
Hey, where's that tape we have of Wendy Rieger?
Oh, the her
oh,
cussing?
Yes. Yeah, that one. Uh-huh. No, Rob, the other one. The one
I thought
she just,
you meant the video.
The X-rated one.
The one she's just reading the news.
The naughty one. And I like that uncut, too. I've seen that. It really looks neat when she says it.
So to bring this thing back to scale for those who don't know what we're talking about, CBS, our company, one of the failing stations here in D.C. used to be classic rock. Now it's a failing station, simply playing the same box of records, just in a different order, and they've got this whole BS. We have a hybrid car that we drive around on the streets.
Right.
And this incredible fabrication, the radio station is somehow powered by windmills at a putt-putt course.
We haven't found the windmills yet, and we're searching for them.
Where are they?
And as soon as we find out where the Globe's windmills are, we're going to let you know.
That's right.
Anyway, it was good to see Surf.
Yeah, we like Surf.
On TV. I would think as I looked at that studio, and they had the shot of him in the studio.
Right.
There's nothing in there that's saving energy.
It doesn't look like it.
No, it looked like a regular radio studio.
But Surf has always been kind of a natural kind of guy with his clogs and his carrots. He used to eat carrots all the time. Remember, he was a carrot eater.
Well, that's why his fingers were orange.
Very, very orange.
And I remember he had a strap for his Evian bottle.
Yeah.
His Evian strap.
So he wouldn't have to recycle.
Exactly.
He could just carry the same plastic bottle.
Exactly. Right. All the time. I think it was for drinking water.
And I understand Surf is powered by windmills. Actually, or windmills.
So how are they promoting this today? When I saw it was NBC4 Goes Green. Today, Wendy Rieger will talk to a DJ who's trying to educate his listeners about going green. Really? Do they actually give them time on that station to talk about it?
Or I sure hope so.
I think they do, yeah.
Don't they just read stupid cards, though?
Well, yeah.
Sometimes they slip some tips when he's in the vinyl vault.
yeah.
Anyway, here is Wendy Rieger, the fabulous news announcer who will be interviewing our buddy Surf today. Oh, machine one.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall, crying, and I get out and I think, F you. Huh. And I pick up the phone and I make that call that I've been putting off. And next thing you know, I'm up another level.
Yeah, baby.
There you go.
That turns me on.
Yeah, me too.
So more power for Surf, even though I don't believe all that organic homegrown stuff.
Can't believe Surf until we find the windmills.
Surf is one of those guys that's not giving to talk like that.
I got a real exciting thing I want to tell you right now. It's very, very exciting.
We got another block of rock come up. You like rock. We got Tom Petty. Cranberries coming up on 97 Rock.
And if we find the windmills, I hope they're not the modern ones like you see on some of the Discovery Channel programming.
I want to be like
I hope
Holland.
They're the old kind. Yeah.
Like the Netherlands.
Like sails, you know, like they're wooden uh-huh. sticks with sails in between them.
I want little boys with wooden shoes and
right.
and boys putting their fingers in dikes.
And I want it to power the radio station and produce cornmeal.
And that's right. I said dikes like our friend Cheryl.
Mm-hmm. God rest your soul.
That's right. She's missed.
Your finger in the dike.
Ooh.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Mike, I was just commenting on your candy stash in the next room and how it reminded me of Johnny Sack on The Sopranos when he came home and found his half a well wife with a stash of Snickers bar.
Well, you know, when I go and drag for Halloween, that's exactly what I look like.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
And I like to sit, what I do is I take the bag of candy and I sit down in front of the dryer. Isn't that where he found her, like in the laundry room?
That is maybe one of the top 10 funniest, right, on The Sopranos?
Oh, fantastic. He got so mad.
Mad at her.
He'd just gotten done getting his chops busted by all the other wise guys, and he found her at home. And it's the first time he really went nuts on her. And then I think they kissed and made up later on. Johnny Sack.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, turn down that radio, please.
Yeah, okay. It's off.
Thank you, wise guy.
Good. Saving energy.
What can we do for you, sir?
Oh, okay. Hey, listen. I grew up
in
Miami when the Dolphins did that. And
sports guy.
I don't know if you remember this, and excuse me if I'm telling you're going to give me the bleep, but if you remember, Greasy, their starting quarterback, broke his ankle.
Bye!
Call of the day.
Yes, and Earl Morrill had to come in. God damn.
Earl Morrill with his crew cut.
Do you think that we weren't there, that we all didn't live through that? Well, excluding Buzz.
Yeah, except mm-hmm. for me.
I mean, Buzz was there. He just didn't pay attention.
Right. Who did they beat in the Super Bowl?
Your Washington Redskins.
Ah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You guys are always up for a challenge. As much as I love your Holly tapes, Baltimore has a girl named Sarah Pugh in the morning, this obnoxious blonde.
Sarah Pugh?
Sarah Pugh. I think she'd give your girl a run for the money.
Sarah Pugh. I like the name.
Sarah
Pugh.
I don't know. What did Holly Morris do? We have Holly Morris, don't we, Rob?
Yeah, she was at the zoo today.
She was at the zoo today? Hold on. Let's hear that tape.
Oh, chilly day to be at the zoo.
We are live at the 3,200-acre facility in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Good golly. Where's Holly?
Yeah.
We are at the Conservation and Research Center of the National Zoo.
Oh, right.
Thank you.
She's fun.
Cunning runt.
And I will be louder and read the copy slower.
I got some good tapes for you of a woman who's beautiful and makes a lot of sense. Shirley MacLaine. Poor Shirley MacLaine.
I love Shirley MacLaine.
They trotted her out today on the Today Show.
Good stuff. Was she weird as usual?
Oh, my God, is she fantastic.
Let's pretend. Mr. Perfect. Would you consider getting married at this point?
Definitely. He would have to get out of a craft, and he would have to come probably from the Pleiades. I don't want to mess with the Orions or the Andromedans or the Betelgeuse. You don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're going to let you explain that, because we're going to have more words of wisdom with Shirley MacLaine. I don't know that I can tell you. Shirley MacLaine, more with her coming up right after break. Stay.
Hold on a second. So she says she wants to marry a Martian.
She wants to marry an alien.
Here now is the great Shirley MacLaine on the importance of teeth.
Okay. Each tooth in the head is directly associated with an acupuncture meridian point that goes to an inner organ. Let me give you an example.
Yeah,
I suffer from hiatal hernia, acid reflux. Had a tooth that was giving me a problem, removed. It happened to be on the acupuncture meridian point to the digestive system. The acid reflux cleared up.
Okay. Do you do a lot of acupuncture as
yes.
well?
Yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Now, let me tell you something.
Okay.
The Emperor Wang Ti, sometime in the 3rd century, welcomed some star visitors.
Beautiful.
He learned from them. He taught them about human attributes and behavior. Mm-hmm. They left him as a gift.
How about the chick that asked the interview going, mm-hmm.
I love her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's great about Shirley MacLaine? She knows people think she's a nut.
Oh, sure. I mean, she parodies herself.
Absolutely.
In that Albert
but
Brooks
movie. I believe she sincerely has her beliefs.
Yeah. The acupuncture meridian maps of the human body.
So
see how it all ties in together.
Rob, somewhere do we have where she was talking about the UFOs and how France recognizes UFOs? We're the only country that doesn't. And if you asked Bill Richardson, he's president of the UFOs because he knows they're all in New Mexico.
Good.
Matt Lauer cut. Oh, we got to do a break. Hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy. What's up?
I love
hey,
Robin.
Easy there, boy.
Wow.
Down, boy. Sure, boy.
Get it.
Rob says we'll see. Hi there.
Hi. I just want to tell you, you won't find any windmills around here. They buy power from outside the state. From you can buy wind power through your utility company.
No, I think that's wrong. I think the windmills are in Largo.
No, there are no windmills
yes,
in Largo.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I believe they are. Are you 1,000% sure that there's not a windmill anywhere in the D.C. metro area?
Or I'll add Baltimore. I've seen windmills in Timonium, dear boy.
That's right, dear.
There are small wind generators, but not...
Are you sure there are no windmills in...
Maybe on some farms or some...
Forestville?
There's some old-fashioned windmills, maybe.
What about the windmills of my mind?
Yes. No,
isn't that an old jive song?
It is.
Hey, what could we power with a windmill? Like
but
if we got well, we've got our own building right here, and we could put a windmill up on the roof.
Windy
couldn't we?
Today.
Sure, you could.
What can we do with it? What can we do with it?
I don't want. I just want to put a kibosh on this. I'm not green. Uh-huh. I'm brown. I am a contrarian. If you said many times before, Mike. I am urging everyone to use as much energy as you possibly can.
Well, I'm just saying as an experiment, as a scientific experiment, if we were able to power something with a windmill.
Let's start small. Let's put the windmill inside and run it with an electric fan.
But just put a windmill
it's a
in front of,
great idea.
Put a windmill in front of my mouth.
We'll that have one right here, small windmill. But if we
sure.
put one, what could we make run with it? Could
Joe,
we like power
let's
a still?
To it.
Could we have a still?
Yeah, well, you don't need wind for a still. A still runs on heat.
Yeah, really?
Yeah,
a
boil.
Still with what?
It runs on heat.
Okay. A still. Well, I just want to run something with a windmill. I want a windmill.
How about a blender?
I just want everyone to do what I did. I left every light in my house on today. I left the garbage disposal on.
And don't you go on eBay and get your light bulbs from the 1960s?
Yes, Mike. I don't have those squiggly kind. I've got the old kind that use up as much as possible. Every TV is on with the volume all the way up.
Hair dryers?
Every hair.
How long do you run your shower before you get in it?
It's on right now.
Just standing by?
The blenders are on.
It's always warm.
I thought you lit
it's
your
like
house.
It's like a scene out of some ghost movie.
Poltergeist.
Yeah, that's exactly. All of the cabinet doors are opening
right.
and closing.
I tell you, never have to worry about a pan heating up, though.
When are you getting your house outfitted with stage lighting?
All right. Anyway, I'm sick of going.
It's so easy parking at your house with those stadium lights that you have on your driveway.
And the heated driveway.
So sick of going green. So sick of going green. Just stop it.
What about your carbon footprint?
My carbon footprint, it's a big skid mark.
There you go. Your brown carbon footprint.
My brown crown. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm leaving behind.
Tell me about it. I sit behind you.
And on average, how many pieces of clothing do you run in a wash?
One.
It's just one pair of shorts, right, for each laundry cycle?
One sock, one shirt,
one load.
One sock.
Do you put your water level on low?
High, as always.
The highest level so that it'll really get saturated?
Scalding hot.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's a very good thing.
Do you think it's effective to heat your house? Using an electric stove.
Now, I'm one of those people that believes live for today. Tomorrow is promised to nobody. Mm-hmm. And the way that I rationalize it in my mind, well, all right, maybe my son's children might have a problem with it. Well, you know what? Their problem.
Do you still burn coal in your fireplace just because you like the smell?
You're goddamn right, Mike. Mm-hmm. Me and Steely McBeam.
You enjoy yourself that way.
Have you seen that retarded the new mascot for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
No. Steely McBeam.
Now, if that does not sound like a gay porno name,
yes,
to begin
it does
with,
sound porno.
And you know the guy that they have in the end zone at the Cowboys games,
right?
And the guy in the big Patriots head,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Picture one of those big heads, except it's mounted on his body is a giant steel girder.
Like an right. I-beam?
Yeah, yeah. So he's walking around with like that big Patriots face in the middle of a steel girder.
You don't like Steely McBeam?
I do not.
Steely McBeam.
But do you find you have more time now that you've taken the door off your refrigerator?
Easy in and out.
You don't have to open and shut it.
I've got the AC on. I've got the heat on.
Both at the same time?
And the heat, yes. You know, in the winter, the heat's on full time. You wear parkas around the house.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And no windows.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, let's put Mike on a treadmill. Let him hook up a little generator and power the radio station.
Let's put you on a generator. Your brain's got the candy
shout
shell
out,
on
buddy.
It.
Shout out.
What?
What was that?
Shout out, I think.
Shout out?
Shout out, Mike. Shout out.
Now, there used to be a product called Shout that'll never get the skid marks out of his skivvies.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I was going to tell you, Mike, if you really want to quit smoking, in all honesty, I'm the most addictive personality on the planet. I quit smoking with that new pill they have. Been smoking 20 years, man. Yeah. I haven't touched a cigarette since.
I'm happy for you.
Mike, where on your
it really
list?
Worked.
Where on your list is cigarettes?
As far as like...
not a priority even, right?
No, not really.
You got to quit, Mike.
Not really. What?
You got to quit.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
Bad for you.
You don't have to quit.
Tomorrow is promised to no one.
He's a grown man.
Switch to pot.
Switch to reefer?
Yeah.
You mean switch to the leaf?
Yeah, don't you think that would be good if you sparked up some herbs?
I'd like to do that. You got any good chronic for me?
I left it at home on top of the fridge.
I want sticky pot. I want really sticky pot.
Buzz,
here.
Ain't it funny when pretenders try to speak the lingo?
So hey, Rob, where can I get some really good bud?
Best place to go is downtown. Look for a pusher on
14th. A pusher.
All right. The George Clooney fight, we must discuss this as well. Did you know that George Clooney got in a fight with Fabio?
I do know this.
Our man Fabio.
In a restaurant where they were taking Fabio's picture.
Yes, and George Clooney was a little drunk and told Fabio to F off. And Fabio said, hey, don't be like a dick, George Clooney. And they like got in a fight.
Yeah. Yeah, Clooney was doesn't like those paparazzis, even when they're sanctioned paparazzi.
I just like reading Fabio's last name. Lozoni.
Oh, I just make what it what it was should have been at the beginning. Fabio Lasagna.
Lanzoni.
Fabio Lanzoni.
He's a very good.
Oh, Fabio, why you bring your photographer into the restaurant, huh?
He's a nice
what
boy.
You doing? Yeah, go up to heaven and see Otis taking a poop.
Up, got a break. Be right back with more, including, the latest with Dog the Bounty Hunter. Have you heard about this?
I have, and it's the most incredible thing. He is spinning out of control.
Yeah.
It's one thing when you screw up, but when you try to cover your screw up, sometimes it can get worse.
He's cool enough to use the N-word.
Yes.
That's the new level of spin that Dog the Bounty Hunter is using.
Took him a whole week to figure that out. Took him a whole week to figure that genius move out.
His camp.
It'll all be fine now.
The dog camp.
Stand by. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.